Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
The CEO of MTN South Africa joins us now, Charles Mulapisi. Tate Mulapisi, always a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Keeping well, thank you. And intrigued to learn more from you together with our listeners today on the back of the announcements that's been made. As I mentioned in my introduction, the last time we touched base was November 2023, where MTN had mentioned that it would invest 30 million rand over 3 years into the development of South African rugby. Maybe take us back to that conversation just to understand if the announcement we heard of this morning is a natural progression of the timeline that we had alluded to when last we spoke.
Yeah, look, I mean, thank you so much for having me on the show. I mean, the two are separate. For us, after the World Cup and the great exploits that the team did, we thought that we wanted to endorse, and make sure that the nation is very clear that we want to support, the rugby development in South Africa. And that's why we put the 30 million. That 30 million is independent of the sponsorship announcement. It is our support that we want to continue to do in terms of grassroots support for the rugby. And we're very proud about that. And also proud about the work that we have done and the contribution we've made into South African rugby and how that has helped the nation.
Mm-hmm. Maybe then let's distill the main announcement that we heard then this morning. As you mentioned, these are two separate aspects. Talk us through the decision then to perhaps go separate ways with the Springboks. What motivated that?
Look, I mean, we've done 8 years and we've done excellently well. And you remember that when MTN came on board, pretty much, many sponsors were running away from the box. And I think the colleagues who made the call at the time were quite visionary in what they expected to see. And our ROI for us in terms of the sponsorship was largely a nation-building project. It was never really centered around commercial performance. We just wanted to see, can we use this instrument, of the boss? Can we partner with the union and help, South Africa, deliver a happiness index, in the country, lift the morale of our nation? And we achieved exactly that. I mean, if you win two World Cups in a row, if you practically have the best team of all time in rugby, and you witness the kind of games that we've witnessed and what together with our support, what the union was able to orchestrate and to build, we have to look at it and say, look, I think our party is done. We have contributed enough, and I think it's time for us to move forward and look for other opportunities where we can play a role.
Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, it's been 8 years. Are you able to quantify the contribution or the value of the sponsorship over these 8 years?
Look, I mean, we try not to focus on that. I think, when we see this management, what we're very happy about is the kind of transformation we've seen in rugby. It is how we've, propagated the message of the sport across every corner of South Africa, with our support. It is how we see how well transformed the team was. It is also the extent of how we see the nation as morale and mood uplifted. And of course, the sense of brand affinity, using what we call brand health tracker measures to see how we've moved the MTN brand in terms of the affinity with our supporters and our customers. And we're very happy about that. I think for us, the ROI has been amazing. We believe that with our contribution, we've achieved everything that we wanted to achieve and more. And we're excited about, the prospects of us going forward.
Let's talk about those prospects. What does this mean then for MTN going forward in terms of sponsorship of sporting codes?
We will never be lost to sports. Groups will always participate. We'll look for many other opportunities where we can participate. We support South African football and we'll continue to do so. And we'll look around. We'll apply our minds and see, where do we think we can add value. That's really our ambition. Where can we build a nation? What instruments are available for us that we can invest in? We remain open and we're still looking at, what's on the table for us. We're talking to a number of people. And I think in due course, if and when, we'll be able to make the right level of announcement.
Okay. We'll definitely follow up on that as soon as it does come through. Another key theme I'm keen to get your thoughts on, Tate Mulapisi, is, of course, the criticism that corporates typically get for sponsoring big sporting codes in South Africa, rugby, cricket, and of course, football or soccer. And there's often a criticism regarding the level of diversity, not only in the sporting codes, but also of different genders, specifically females in sport. How are you assessing this, and how do you respond to I guess some of the criticism that's shared?
Yeah, look, I mean, I wouldn't even say it's critical. I'll probably say it's a correct observation. And I think, you know, this also cannot be done by one corporate. I think we need everybody to participate. We need to make sure that women's sports is uplifted and supported. I know there are companies who are supporting some of the quotes. You know, we talk about the Olympics and Paralympics, what happens in terms of support. So all of us have to play a role. And I think we need to make sure that we support, you know, all genders in terms of sport. We understand that as MTN, and I think if there's an opportunities for us to play a role in those areas, we will. You know, obviously we have to look at the product, we have to look at the demand for the product and how you can support it. But I wouldn't take that as criticism. I'll take that as actually a fair observation and something that, you know, a malady that must be cured in essence. You know, and look, like any other thing, hey, you know, you start small and then you keep on building. So it is a correct observation, and I think, you know, Corporate South Africa, you know, in some instances they've responded, and I think there will be you know, changes as we continue to move forward.
Got you. I am aware that there's also been some commentary around the private equity consortium that wanted to buy a stake within the South African Rugby Union. And of course, we understand that has not been finalized. In fact, it didn't go through. I'm keen to understand, did that play any influence in your decision regarding the sponsorship going forward?
Oh, I mean, we have an amazing relationship with the union. We have full confidence in the leadership of Mark and his CEO. And the work that they've done, you know, we don't interfere in terms of the commercial propositions of the union. If you look at the kind of outfit they run a very disciplined union, a very professional outfit. I had the privilege to be very close to him and his CEO to understand, you know, what they're building. I had the privilege of being in the change room of the box and meeting a number of stakeholders. You know, it's a kind of franchise and a kind of union that you realize professionalism, you know, financially sound decisions. You know, very clear in terms of governance and controls from where we are sitting as the sponsor. Mm-hmm. So no, that was never our concern. You know, we knew that, you know, our time will come. And I think we realized that, you know, two World Cups, excellent performance, transformed sport. You know, and I think we thought maybe it's time to hand over to someone else to grow the sport going forward. We have done our bit. Like I said, full confidence in the management of the union and what they've achieved. And we're very confident that they'll continue to grow the brand and support it going forward.
Got you. Thank you so much for the clarity in terms of the separation of the support for the grassroots development and, of course, being on the front of the Springboks jersey and an understanding into how it is that you find value. But before I let you go, some of our listeners who are soccer fans might ask about MTN 8. Is that still in place?
MTN 8 is definitely in place. It's an excellent property. We like it, and I think there's no risk to the property as we speak. They don't need to worry. We will continue to support South African football. It makes perfect sense for our segments and the market that we operate in, and no one should be worried about it.
100%. If I had a vuvuzela, it would go off right now. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir. Always a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Thank you. That's Charles Mulapisi, who is the CEO of MTN South Africa, giving us some clarity around, as he says, the relationship has come to an end because MTN has been able to run the journey, seek the partnership, and believes that they've contributed to not only the elevation of rugby as a sporting code, but also the level of support and camaraderie we've been able to witness over the years. No figures given in terms of the sponsorship or the value around it. And of course, clarity provided around the sponsorship they announced in 2023. Regarding the rugby union in terms of grassroots and sporting development versus being on the front of the Springboks jersey. One key theme Charles Mulapisi highlighted is that they're working with partners and they've decided to hand over the baton. One entity that has done exactly that and has received the baton and actively taken it on is FNB. Now, they are no new sponsors to the Springboks. As a matter of fact, they also sponsor Varsity Cup, which is essentially the rugby league within the various universities we have in South Africa. And even if you look at the main jersey of the Springboks, their logo would appear on the back. That's moving now to front and center of the team's jersey. To tell us more about this, we joined by the Chief Marketing Officer at FNB, Faye Mfigwe. Faye, welcome to the show. Such a pleasure to have you.
Good evening, Gugu, and thanks for having me.
Well, I mentioned that we might have had Vuvuzela for football, but now rugby, I guess, comes at the heightened level of optimism. So maybe give us some context around the very quick decision by FNB to participate in the sponsorship of the Springboks and moving their logo to the front and center.
Absolutely. It's a very exciting day for us as FNB, and an absolute honor to be, I think, partnering with a brand of this nature that has really, I think, made us proud on global stages as South Africans. But I think for us, you know, to your point, is that, you know, we have been a partner with South African Rugby since 2017. And this relationship now is just really being deepened in terms of us coming to the front of the jersey and taking on the baton, as you say, because we certainly have seen great value and in terms of the nature of the engagement and the partnership that we have with South African Rugby, but also in terms of just our continued sort of impact that we're able to provide and bring to through in terms of just the development that happens within the rugby, so to speak, when we talk about the code. So I think for us, it's just a continuation and a deepening of the relationship that we're extremely excited and honored to be a part of.
Certainly, it doesn't come as a surprise to many Springbok supporters. As a matter of fact, there are a few videos that are trending now with people sticking the FNB logo on the front of the old jerseys that they have. So that perhaps might provide some humor. But you mentioned two key themes here, Faye. One being the impact, which we understand is, of course, the development of talent in our sporting codes and professionalizing the leagues. But let's talk value, if we can. And I'm hoping you might be able to quantify for us not only the kind of capital investment that's been made, but how it is that you measure return on investment after such a commitment.
Absolutely. So I think for us, it's always important to have an appreciation for when we entered in 2017. I think a lot of the listeners will probably recall that there was actually a crisis and that nobody, there was no brand that was prepared to support, I think, the Springboks based on just where they, how they were performing at the time. And essentially, I think for us as a brand that really anchors our promise from a brand perspective on help was appreciating that, you know, this is a national asset. And while we had always focused our strategy when it comes to sponsorship on grassroots, being a development sport, and had never taken up opportunities in terms of the pinnacle, we felt that this was actually an opportune moment for us to actually demonstrate and tell our story. So effectively, I think we've been in what you would call schools sports across various codes through our Classic Clashes program for 23 years. And essentially, you know, you've got Varsity Shield, which is a sport that, that are played across various codes as well at varsity level, and that culminates in the Varsity Cup from a rugby's perspective, which we've been partners and since inception, 17 years ago, is when the Varsity Cup program was effectively implemented. And you know what's great about that, when we talk impact and we talk, I think, value, is the opportunity that we've seen where we've deliberately included schools that were typically not included from previously disadvantaged communities of Class of Clashes level, as well as the varsities that were previously not included. And I think today, when we all celebrate the transformed team, I think often the story that is not well understood is the fact that this has been a very conscious and deliberate effort to ensure that we've got the right mix in terms of that team and that the players go out there proudly appreciating that they qualify to be there, as opposed to the quotas that need to be met. So if I can talk some of the numbers, Google, I mean, if we look at the players that have come through to Varsity Cup from our Classic Clashes program, we're talking about 147 players that play from Classic Clashes into Varsity Cup, and 60 of those have actually made it into the Springboks team. So when we talk now that transformed team, this is and the impact, this is what we're talking about. And this is what excites us as FNB, is that we can continue providing a platform in terms of the development that ensures that, you know, through the various codes, we're able to provide the transformation and to give platforms to talent that would typically not be recognized, to recognize their potential. So I think for us, you would have seen that we now be the only sponsor of the women's team from a Springboks perspective. And again, that's because we're appreciating that, you know, there's a lot of talent that resides in the women's team. and the opportunity for us to really impact that positively, and a call for other South African, call it corporates, to also partner and come along on the journey in ensuring that we are providing platforms for the talent, South African talent, to be recognized on global stages.
Got you. I appreciate the sensitivity regarding the numbers and, of course, the quantums that perhaps are not able to be disclosed publicly. A key theme that I also do want to ask you, Faith, I did put this to Charles Molapisi of MTN just a moment ago, is, of course, just an understanding of your role and position as a sponsor regarding the recent news headlines in the last few months regarding the potential private equity acquisition of the commercial rights of the South African Rugby Union. As we know, that hasn't gone through as yet, but would that play any influence in your decision to support, continue support for SARU going forward?
Absolutely. And I think, again, you know, for us, Google, it's the partnership. So when we engage with South African Rugby, it's appreciating that we're not only coming in as a sponsor, but that we're able to influence and impact in terms of the conversations with ensuring that, you know, we're building sustainable SA Rugby, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I think the engagements remain positive, and by no means do we believe that it would not be out for the best outcome for the brand going forward, because they have certainly built a phenomenal brand in terms of the Springboks, and I think which has positioned SA Rugby in a very positive way as well. And I strongly believe, and I think we strongly believe as SMB, is that it will be the right thing and get to the best outcome for the brand.
100%. Faith, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate the feedback and the outcomes that you've shared with us. And I guess we should all be anticipating buying our new Springbok rugby jerseys then.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Exciting times.
All the best going forward, Faith. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Faye Mfikwe, Chief Marketing Officer of FNB. Well, there you have it. Amazing conversations with leaders of both key companies that have played a critical role in terms of the development of sport since 2017. And when it comes to the grassroots and development from a university point of view, even in the school leagues, both MTN and FNB have continued to be key contributors in that space. Of course, there are other sponsors that typically play within the sporting realm, but for this conversation specifically, it has been focused on rugby. Just for us to understand the shifts in the dynamics, you might have noticed that, of course, there are sensitivities around the numbers in terms of how much they actually put into the table, but largely, well, the impact and the return on investment is measured in terms of the brand equity, the support and the development of young sporting stars that are given the opportunity to actively participate, groom and develop their talent to such an extent that they become professional athletes in the long term. So if anything, I think we should see this as a refreshing note that multiple companies in South Africa are quite keen, eager and are bold enough to make the moves to support our sporting codes when necessary. And when they believe their time has come, they offer other entities an opportunity. But overall, I'm keen to get your thoughts on the conversation. Share your feedback, 063-688-0959. Always happy to get your thoughts on the conversations we've had at hand, and most importantly, how we take it going forward. If there's anything we know about sponsorship, marketing, as well as brand recognition, visibility matters. So we might not see MTN's logo on the front of the rugby jersey anymore, but now FNB's particular logo will be in the front. And a few interesting tweets and videos that I saw earlier where people took a printed paper copy of FNB's logo and put it on the old Springbok jersey. I'll retweet that with you just to have a good giggle and a laugh. But if anything, I think overall it's a good win for corporates in South Africa, sporting development, and of course just a better understanding of how value, contribution and impact is derived from sports sponsorship. In line with myself, Guguletu Mfupi.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.